In other news today, strong winds and heavy snow envelop much of the Great Lakes and Northeast, leaving tens of thousands without power. Some areas in western and upstate New York have seen more than a foot of snow, causing whiteout conditions on the road. And there were more disruptions to air travel today, with more than 5,000 flights delayed. Forecasters say a wave of Arctic air is set to bring snow for some in the central and eastern U.S. ahead of the new year. More artists are canceling shows at the Kennedy Center after President Trump's name was added to the Washington, D.C.-based arts facility. Jazz band The Cookers have called off their New Year's Eve show. The group did not specifically mention the name change, but stressed their commitment to music that bridges division. This comes after musician Chuck Redd canceled his Christmas Eve performance, citing the addition of Trump's name. The center's president, Trump ally Richard Grenell, has threatened Redd with a $1 million lawsuit. New England Patriots star Stephon Diggs is facing strangulation and other criminal charges stemming from an incident earlier this month. That's according to court records revealed today. A lawyer for the wide receiver says he, quote, categorically denies the allegations. And the Patriots are standing by Diggs, saying in a statement, we support Stephon. The 32-year-old is set to be arraigned next month. He's played a major part in helping the Patriots reach the playoffs this season. The United Arab Emirates is pulling its remaining forces out of Yemen after Saudi Arabia attacked an Emirati shipment in a Yemeni port. Black smoke could be seen in Mukalla earlier today, where Saudi officials say two vessels from the UAE had delivered weapons and vehicles meant for a Yemeni separatist group. It's not clear if there are any casualties. The strike is an escalation in tensions between Saudi Arabia and the UAE and threatens to reignite the civil war in Yemen. The head of Yemen's presidential council, which is Saudi-backed, said a defense pact with the UAE would be canceled.
Well, we appreciate the previous role of the United Arab Emirates and its efforts as a member of the Saudi-led coalition supporting legitimacy. Its role has now unfortunately become directed against our great people, as it has provided explicit support for the rebellion and fueled internal strife, threatening our security and stability.
The UAE denied providing weapons to the separatists, saying that the shipment contained only vehicles meant for Emirati forces within Yemen. Israel today said it will suspend the operations of dozens of humanitarian organizations in Gaza starting January 1st. That includes major groups like Doctors Without Borders, Mercy Corps, and others. Israel says the groups did not share enough information about their funding and operations, and that the groups contribute only about 1% of all the aid going into Gaza. Some of the affected groups have called Israel's rules arbitrary and said they could put staff in danger. Today's announcement comes as the UK, Canada, and other countries express, quote, serious concern about the lack of humanitarian aid reaching Gazans. Israel says it is upholding its commitments on aid made to President Trump. In London and Paris, thousands of travelers were left stranded today after train operator Eurostar suspended service due to a power failure in the Channel Tunnel. The disruption came during one of the busiest travel periods of the year. Officials say a fault with the overhead power supply caused a train to break down inside the 31-mile tunnel. That train was part of Eurostar's Le Shuttle service, which transports vehicles under the English Channel. Service has been partially restored, though delays are expected to continue. George Clooney and his wife, human rights lawyer Amal Clooney, are now French citizens, as are their 8-year-old twins. That's according to government documents issued over the weekend. The power couple bought an estate in France in 2021. The Hollywood star has said that French privacy laws enable the family to enjoy a quieter life than they would in the U.S., particularly when it comes to protecting their children from the paparazzi. French law allows George Clooney to retain his American citizenship. On Wall Street today, stocks edge lower as the end of the year approaches. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back nearly 100 points. The NASDAQ fell about 55 points. The S&P 500 posted a third straight losing session. And Tatiana Schlossberg, journalist, author, mother of two young children, and granddaughter of President John F. Kennedy, has died. Schlossberg was the daughter of Caroline Kennedy and Edwin Schlossberg and covered the environment for the New York Times and others. Last month, she wrote a harrowing piece for The New Yorker in which she described her battle with a rare form of leukemia. In that same article, she was critical of her mother's cousin, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., saying his policies could hurt cancer patients like her. Her passing was announced in a social media post by the John F. Kennedy Library Foundation. Tatiana Schlossberg was 35 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, we look at redistricting efforts and the potential effects on the 2026 congressional elections. A small New Zealand space flight startup aims to speed ahead of its larger competitors. And residents of Kharkiv, Ukraine, endure the scars of Russia's offensive during their fourth holiday season under full-scale war.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, headquarters of PBS News.